It is Thursday, June 19th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms.
I'm Christina Karnatz.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It's time for, almost time, for the 70th annual Rodeo of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Yeah, it is.
Time flies.
So if you want to get a little rodeo history, the Fort Smith Museum of History is still celebrating the 80-year-old Old Fort Days Rodeo.
Fun.
With an exhibit called Ready to Rodeo. Apparently, part of the idea of a rodeo in Fort Smith was to convince lawmakers that we needed roads on this side of the state.
Really?
So they had a rodeo to get people to come there.
Now the Fort Smith Rodeo still has, from what I understand, one of the best barrel racing prizes in America.
It's still an amazing rodeo.
Yeah.
The first official rodeo was 1933 at Andrews Field Baseball Park, where the National Cemetery is now. And it was the Arkansas-Oklahoma rodeo until 1977. The exhibit has information about Bob Cole, who was a great bull rider. He's in his 80s now. World champion calf roper Jerry Bob Hansen of Vianne, Oklahoma. Every year a movie star came to the rodeo. So there are pictures of people like Ken Curtis. Pop quiz.
Ken Curtis was Festus?
On Gunsmoke. Very good. Michael Ancera.
Boy, I don't know.
You stumped him.
I did. High five.
Who was that?
Well, he was on Star Trek, but that's not what this is about.
See, that, I don't know.
He played the Indian Cochise in the Broken Arrow series, and he was married to Barbara Eden from My Dream of Jeannie, who accompanied him to Fort Smith.
There you go.
So there's a piece of trivia for you. And Denny Flynn, who is a 10-time National Finals Rodeo Bull Rider. All sorts of cool stuff so you can prepare. And this is open through the summer at the Fort Smith Museum of History on Rogers Avenue. It's $5 admission for adults and $2 for children. And then the Rodeo of the Ozarks kicks off this Saturday with Western Days. Barbecue, pony rides, cowboy contests, and music by Alaska and Maddie and Backroad Anthem, who apparently are here all the time
they
now.
They do not sleep.
Gates open at 4 o'clock Saturday at Parsons Stadium in Springdale. And I think it's $5 for the barbecue and $5 for the concert. So put $10 in your pocket. And
there you go.
Go to rodeooftheozarks.org.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.